pray.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And, of course, this is Mika Ray. And I am so glad that you all are tuning in today. I have Kira on the line. Kira, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How's everybody going?
We are wonderful. We're so happy to hear from you. And then we also have Joy.
Good evening, everyone.
Yay. So tonight, everyone, we are discussing frenemies, the idea or the concept, I guess we would say, that women just cannot get along, and the reasons why. We're going to go deep into it and just really talk about jealousy and envy, as well as attitudes amongst friends. And if you all would like to join in and share your story, you can press 1 and we will bring you on. You know, you also can chat in the Facebook invite or on the chat that I launched for Blog Talk if you're on there as well. So tonight, I forgot to introduce the show. So the show is blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So I want to make sure I put that in there. Make sure you subscribe so you can hear all of our shows. Each Monday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. So we were going to start off with the story about the three, well, I guess it was four women, but three of them jumped their best friend, and it was over a hamburger. Have you all heard of that story?
I have.
Yeah, I
actually know somebody who that was a little sister's friend. They got jumped.
Oh, no, really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something, Joy.
Go ahead, Keroy.
I was just going to ask you, Joy, was it really over a hamburger or something deeper than that? I just got a feeling it was something behind there. It's just hard to believe somebody get beat that bad over a hamburger.
Of course, I believe it was something deeper than that, but I haven't heard the true story come out. But that's what everybody is saying over a hamburger. But I feel it was, of course, way deeper than that.
Okay.
I just think that it's very unfortunate. When I heard the girl's story and I watched the actual news story, you could just tell how hurt and sad she was, that her friends would actually do this to her. And just the thought of these are people that you hang out with every day, you talk to, you maybe go out to the club with, you changing in front of each other, you're sharing different stories and secrets. Like, you just really, normally your best friend know you inside and out. And then it's like, they just turn against you. And I don't know, like you said, we don't know if it was actually over the hamburger, but if it was over the hamburger, I think that's quite unfortunate. And it's very, 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 very sad. And I felt so horrible for her. And then the fact that they took the time to video it, and then they just continued to beat her, and then the dude that sat there with the baby watching it.
Right. I thought he was very ignorant for that.
Yeah. But, you know, this is going to show you that people that say they're your friends, man, you got to be careful because a lot of them really dislike you on that side. They really don't like you that much. But they walk around and say they're your friends. I mean, I know somebody myself who I thought was really a friend, but, you know, at the end of the day, they weren't really good friends, you know. So, I mean, we just all got to be careful about who we hang with like that. And that's why I'm real selective about who I tell personal things with because of that.
Mm-hmm. So, do you go through the same thing? You feel like you go through the same type of stuff that you're seeing happen with these females? Because even if we think about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it happens. I know that's quote-unquote scripted, but it's just the thought. They perpetuate this thing that women can't get along, and then, like, women, we're going to sit up here and argue with each other. The next minute, we're going to be friends, but then the next minute, we're going to go out to dinner, and then we're arguing again. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you go through the same thing, Kiro, with men too, because you you just brought up something. So
a woman, this bike, a woman, just the way, just the way she looks, and see that. But I mean, it's the truth. I've noticed it a couple of times. Just because a woman looks a certain way. One of my female friends would say, I don't know, for some reason, I just don't like her. I don't know her, I don't know anything about her. And that surprises me, but that's just something I know is more frequent when it comes to women and friends. As well, this way women are to other women, period.
Mm-hmm. I think, and a lot of times I feel like, you know, we see this in high school, and that's okay. But these women were like 20, I mean, it's still not okay, but in high school you kind of feel like, okay, they get a pass because they're high school. But these
right,
women are
immature,
like 20.
Right.
They're like in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Beating on them. And then it's another thing that we have to think about, too, in this particular situation. When you see someone being bullied or beaten up and you just sit there and watch, I think like you're responsible, too, because it's something you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to fight. But you can call the police. You can do something. Like, and if these people are beating her up for an hour or more.
That is crazy. So who posted the video? Who was the one that came on and showed the video?
I honestly don't know because I thought they videotaped it with her phone. So
they videotaped it with her phone?
Yeah. And then they gave it back to her after they beat her. So they probably... Are you laughing?
That's crazy. I mean,
because it's crazy.
That's the craziest thing ever. I mean, they probably were trying to get some type of attention. You know how some people are. But that's crazy. They will videotape with the phone and then give it back to her.
Right. I know for me, I just think about social media these days. People are videotaping any and everything. They're trying to be the biggest and the baddest out here. They're trying to have the most, you know, the video that's going to go viral. So they're videotaping their private moments. Now they videotape their entire relationship and put that on Facebook. And then they're videotaping, you know, that's a big thing now, this videotaping a fight. And
people don't understand, though, with videotaping violence, the consequences, and you would think people would have common sense to know, like, if you put this out in social media, that you can get arrested for this crap. Like, do you understand
that? Right. You could definitely be arrested because the one girl was arrested and the other two turned themselves in, but the girl was smiling. Two of them were smiling on their bullshit.
Because they're ignorant. I've come to the conclusion that it's so many people in this world that just don't have them all. Literally. They just don't have them all. And
right.
I'm dead serious. Like, because at first it used to bother me so much, like, why? Why do some people make these choices? Or why would somebody do that? And it's like that show, I'm sure it's still come on, The Dumbest Criminals or whatever. Like, you would think, like, common sense. Like, you didn't think at all? Like, I don't get it. So I come to conclusion that it's just a lot of people that don't have them all.
Yeah, I agree. You can't have it all, especially if you're going to do this to somebody you claim to be your good friend. I couldn't even fathom Joy and I getting into that type of fight.
Yeah, I think it just got to, I don't know. It's hard to say what was going on.
I feel that they were jealous of her of some kind, in some kind of way. They was jealous of her.
It has to be something like that.
Yeah.
For them to
and
spend
I,
that much time torturing her like that.
Right, and I feel like they set her up, actually. I don't think that it's just all of a sudden, oh, somebody got mad right then and there and then wanted to fight her. No, I think they had planned that all day.
And that's another way to look at it, that they probably sat there and they planned it. They probably said, we're going to bring her here, we're going to fight her. And I know, and I can just say, in our circle of friends, you know, Joy and I have been friends since, what, Joy, 2008 or 2009, something like that. We've been friends for a really long time. And we've had our moments. in our circle of friends. But it's never been, and I don't care if one of us is mad. It's been like, it's three of us. It was three of us total. We were really close. But even if one of us is mad with the other, we would never go to the other person and be like, oh, let's gang up on her. We're going to beat her for being, like, that's just ridiculous. The first thing we're going to probably talk about is how can we make up? How can we, you know, get over whatever upset that happened between us, as opposed to we gonna all turn against this one person? That doesn't even make sense. And why
but you
are
know,
they
a lot of, I mean, I feel like a lot of people that are find themselves in those circumstances with fighting and all that crap. Of course, to me, is the environment. One, two, that those people to me don't have nothing to do whatsoever. To me, they have an idle mind. So anything that's, I guess, their cup of tea with the whole fighting and cursing. And, you know, you see so many people with those videos just sitting around sounding ignorant. And I feel like they don't have nothing going for themselves. They don't want to have nothing going for themselves. So that's what they do. They just, oh, we gonna fight. We gonna curse. Put our kids on video cursing and acting a fool, fighting in the neighborhood. Like, that's their entertainment.
Right.
And I just feel like I feel like we don't get to that point because we're looking at life as, like, I have too much to lose. One. Two, I cherish my freedom. I'm not going to jail for nobody. You know? And three is, like, we are looking at life like we have something going. We want to get to the next level of success. They're not thinking of that. At all. They just going day by day. It's what we do. We smoke, we drink, we party, we chill, and that's it. They're not thinking about nothing else but all that ignorant mess.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead, Keyroy.
No, I was just about to say, man, you know, that's why it's important, you know, like even when you're raising your kids, who they hang with, because if they hang around with a bunch of people that's not up to nothing, they're going to most likely be up to nothing. So that's a prime example.
Definitely true. And I know one thing my mama always told us when we were growing up, don't tell everybody your business. But
exactly.
Then also don't go back and tell your, like, don't be that friend that's going to, you tell me something, so I'm going to go back and tell the other person the same thing that you just told me. Like, don't ever be type of friend either, because that's something, too, where it ends up, is he say, she say type stuff, and it ends up being a huge,
I used to find myself in a lot of those when I was young. All that he say, she say.
Why?
It just, you know, being young, and again, it's like you just running your mouth, talking, and then I used to find out, you know, people was doing that to me, who I thought was my friends. I'll confide in them, and then next thing I know, I heard they went and told somebody else. Like, wait a minute. So I've had so many frenemies. It's ridiculous. So trust me.
How are you defining frenemy, Joy?
Someone that I have been cool with for a minute, and I find out that they have been talking, just dragging my name in the dirt and then smiling in my face. Like, to me, you're crazy. Like, you're crazy to do that. And I've actually had one friend that was, like, she made the top of the list with frenemies in my circle when I was in my early 20s. And we were roommates. I thought that was my best friend to the end. And she wasn't at all. Not one lick of our friendship was true after I found out everything.
What was the most hurtful thing she done to you?
The most hurtful thing that she did, I think to me it was just me feeling that she was really, we were really close, and she was talking about me behind my back to men, to women, like telling every bit of my business she can possibly tell, to where people was looking at me like, you know, Joy like that, you know, but it wasn't, anything she was saying was true. But the last thing that did it was she started talking about me to this other girl that I was hanging with. And we were going to Chicago, me and the other girl, and they were both in the hair salon. And she was like, oh, what you doing this weekend? And my friend, the one I was going out of town with, said, oh, me and Joy going to Chicago. She was like, automatically started talking about me. Oh, she going to Chicago for Dre? That was the guy I was dating. And she just started bad-mouthing me, saying, oh, you know, don't be surprised if y'all don't have fun, because all she want to do is be under that dude and this, that, and the other. I mean, she was just going on and on and on and just being negative about me. So my friend Tiffany told me on the way to Chicago, so I said, okay, I'm not going to say anything right now. I'm going to enjoy my trip, whatever, whatever. The whole time, my roommate is blowing my phone up. Hey, girl, you left yet? Oh, y'all going to have so much fun. On and on and on. And I'm just like, wow, this girl is crazy, because that wasn't the first time I've heard her talking about me. Like, other people would come to me. Like, she's not your friend. Stop thinking she's your friend. But I'm like, oh, no, it's he say, she say. I'm not listening to other people. And I always just gave her the benefit of the doubt. So I got back in town, and I hit her up, and I ended up saying, I heard what you said about me. She kept denying it. And then she finally, in the same breath, said, you know what? Yeah, I did. She just changed all just in the same breath. And she said, you know what, Joy? You have always been jealous of my life. And I was just like, my mouth dropped. Like, what are you talking about? So she had created this entire story in her head that somehow Joy was just jealous of her and her life. And she wanted to just tear me down any type of way she could. And that's what she tried.
I think that some people do try to befriend you just to do that, just to try to tear you down and break your spirit because they don't like you. And one thing I was listening to the other day, and I cannot remember where I heard this from, but they were saying, and this just goes to the competition among females, that men, like in football, they can not like each other, but they're going to play on the team together, and they're going to win the game together, even if they don't like each other, even if they don't get along outside of this football game. But women, when they come together in a competitive sport, if they don't like you, they're not going to help the team win. Like, if I don't, well, I guess if such and such doesn't like me, instead of her helping the team win, she's going to take out all her feelings and her anger. It's going to be, I'm not doing anything just because she on my team type stuff. And it's like, that's ridiculous. Why can't we just get along, do what we need to do, to support each other and move on, because it's not that serious. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you don't like me. My life is not surrounded by somebody else and the things that they're doing and how they're doing and when they're doing it. My life is my life, and I can only be responsible for me. So all this jealousy, this envy stuff that exists among women, it's ridiculous, and it really needs to
And I don't know why it's so powerful. I don't know why it's that strong. So many women can't stand each other. Like, they don't want to see the next woman get as much as attention. Like, if you a group of friends hanging out. I've been in that situation before, a group of girls hanging out, and somebody's getting mad because one of the girls getting more attention from guys than you. Why are you getting upset? Why is that bothering you? I just don't get it.
I think this is my take on it. I feel that women were, I think social media and just the media period in general does it. It's like women are the sex object. So they're supposed to look a certain way, act a certain way, have their hair a certain way, all this kind of stuff. And when you feel like you don't live up to those standards, then you're comparing yourself to everybody around you, even your friends. And when you do that, then you're creating a competition within your own world that doesn't even exist. Like you said, your friend felt like you was jealous of her. But it's not even real. This is stuff that you're creating because of the things that you see you feel, because you are insecure and you don't feel like you meet the standards that society is saying, so you feel like the next person is. And even if we think about one of our friends, Joy, I would never, I've never compared myself to any of my friends, period. And I don't care where we go, when we go out, I don't care how much attention you get, because half the time the attention you get, I may not even want anyway.
Exactly.
So it's like, I could never compare myself to her. That's you. That's not me, you know, and I could, I really don't care, honestly. But I love you just the same. So on that note, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we will continue the segment. So the song I'm going to play is the OJ's Backstabbers. I think this is very fitting for the topic tonight. All right, I'm playing it now. So welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. We have Keith and we have Joy on the line tonight. And we're discussing frenemies and just the fact that there is so much competition and jealousy among women, and that there's the saying that exists, I just can't get along with females, so I don't have female friends. And honestly, Keith and Joy, I've never, let me stop. I'm not going to say never. When I first, I was one of those girls, too, I think, that said that I cannot get along with females. And I didn't have many female friends. And actually, I didn't have many any type of friends in high school. honestly, because I kept to myself. I went to school. I did my work. I went home. Went to my little after school job and did my homework, and that was my life. I didn't really do a lot of partying, hanging out. I didn't get into any of that stuff until I went on to college. But the few female friends I did have, we really got along well. I have one friend we've been friends since we were 12 years old, and we're still friends to this day. And I could always count on her then, and I can still count on her now. So I thought that I was that type of person, too. I just can't have these female friends, but that's not true. But I can say that I've never had an influx of female friends, like, you know, these group of girls that I just hang around, like 8 or 10 girls that I hang around with. I've always had, you know, 2 or 3 female friends that I'm pretty close with and I hang out with every now and again. And but that's about it. I don't understand that saying that females can't be friends. I don't know where that comes from. And I don't even know why that even started in the first place, because there are some genuine female friendships out there. And I love shows like Sex and the City and Living Single, even Martin, because it shows that females can have successful friendships. You may have your ups and your downs, but you know how to talk through it, work through it, and get over it and move on. So let me
ask you, Mika, when you thought that you can have female friends, what was your reason behind it?
I never really had any female friends.
Okay.
My mama, I would say what my mama would say, and she probably going to be like, Mika, don't you be saying that, because, you know, she texts me throughout the whole show. I'll read some of her stuff in a minute. But she would always say, she does, she texts me throughout the whole show. But she would always say, those girls, they just jealous of you, and you know, you just don't worry about it. But for me, I'm not going to say people were jealous, but I do feel like people just didn't understand me, because I was the quiet type. I didn't talk to a lot of people. So a lot of people thought I had an attitude, or that I was mean, because I was quiet and I was very standoffish. So they felt like, you know, I didn't like them, I guess. But I'm not, yeah, they thought I was stuck up, but I'm a very shy person. So it takes a lot to get to know me, and for me to get past that quiet stage. So growing up, that's the type of person I was. I was just really quiet, and, you know, and then I wouldn't say that I was bullied, but people always had something to say about my eyes, because I have really big eyes. So it was interesting.
So with that being said, do you think it's easier to be friends with males than with women?
For me, I don't haven't really had a lot of male friends. I had one guy friend, well, two guy friends, but most of the guy friends that I've had, they've always started because they've had crushes on me, and I didn't like them like that. And so instead of them continuing to pursue me, they just became my friend. But it ain't like we hang out and do anything. I had one guy friend that I would hang out with when I went to college, and he was a Caucasian male, and he was my boss, actually, kind of, sort of. But I would hang out with him and his wife, and then when they got divorced, me and him remained friends, and we would go out to eat and stuff, and he was on this mission to show me the world, like, because I came from this little country town, so he was on this mission to make sure I experienced different restaurants, and then I spoke correctly, and all this kind of stuff. So I hung out with him my entire college career, and we're still friends to this day, but we don't hardly ever talk. So I can't say it's easy to be friends with men or either to be friends with women. I look at everybody as an individual. if your attitude is just horrible, then that's what I base my friendship with you on. And I've had a friend like that, and Joy know who I'm talking about, but I don't talk to her because I feel like I don't talk to her now because every time I talk to her, she's trying to compare me to our other friend. And I think that's crazy. Like, our other friend is doing so much better than us. It is a comparison thing. And I'm like, I'm not in competition with that girl. So I don't want you to try to make me in competition with her. That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy for real. So do you think, so with that being said, do you think it's traits that women have toward each other that you won't find in a man with a male friend?
I guess it just depends on the Joy. Joy has male friends, so I think she can answer this better than me. I don't know what traits that
what
I could.
What was the question?
Like, do you notice, like, the traits between men and women as far as being friends, it's traits that women distinctively have that men don't have that sometimes make it easier, in my opinion, for some women to get along, or even just males to get along a little bit, you know, different or better.
So you're asking if it's better, like...
Do you notice any distinctive traits with your female friends than you don't notice in your male friends?
Let me see. You're asking, like, the difference.
Right.
I
will say this, though. I've noticed, because I have a lot of female friends, you know, and with my female friends, I just noticed a lot of them, you know, things that guys don't normally sweat or is small to us is like almost a big issue to the woman, you know. And then as far as confiding, I can trust my male friend and I can't a female because for some reason women have a way of talking a lot. I mean, I know some guys do too, but most of my female friends, man, sooner or later somebody's going to get right back around to you that they didn't told, you know, some of your business. So that's one thing I found out that's been true all my life as far as the friends I've been hanging around and stuff
I
like
think-
that. So.
From the okay, so I'm going to answer this question not from a personal perspective. I'm just going to answer the question just from, you know, life question. I do feel that men, as you stated, they're not as emotional. And first off, a man is not in competition with the female in the way that females, quote unquote, are in competition with each other. So this male is not going to try to downgrade you. They're not trying to hurt you emotionally. In my opinion, they're really trying to be a friend if that's a genuine thing. The only thing about it for me is that most male and female relationships start from an attraction. That's what I've always seen. I haven't seen a friendship between a male and a female where they aren't attracted to each other, unless it is a friendship that has formed because of a husband and wife, and then they're introducing each other to the next husband and wife, and then that friendship kind of develops. That's just what I've seen from my perspective.
Yeah, I can agree with that because I have, even if I wasn't attracted to the male, and I just wanted to be their friend, they were attracted to me. Or it's been situations where we're both attracted to each other, but we're just trying to stay friends. Or is me attracted to them and they're not attracted to me? You see, so it's always some type of, like you said, attraction. I have a few male friends, and I would say sometimes I'm more comfortable speaking with them about things than I am my female friends because the males are not going to sit up there like your girlfriends and be like, girl, like it's not going to be like a gossiping thing. Like the guy is really going to sit there and listen. and he's really going to give you, like, true, like, his opinion. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, well, girl, you need to this and you need to that. You know, they'll give, like, really good advice without being judgmental. That's how I see it sometimes in
mm-hmm. me. I do also think that we have female friends that aren't willing to tell us the truth, like mm-hmm. you're saying. We have some female friends that are going to come along with us no matter what it is, no matter what bad idea it is. They're going to be the person that's going to be in our amen corner and that's going to say, girl, yeah, let's go do that drive-by by that chick's house. Let's go to the drive-by by the guy's house and see what's going on. Let's follow him. We're going to follow him or we're going to follow her. And it's just we're going to always jump on that band. We have those female friends that's always going to jump on that bandwagon, even if it's bad. They're not going to be the person that says, say to you, and we have that a lot because, again, I think that comes back to jealousy and envy because they don't want to see you do right. So they're going to go along with the bad ideas that you have, too, and just say, yeah, we're going to do it. And they're not going to tell you the truth and say, girl, you need to sit on down somewhere. That was a bad idea. You shouldn't have done it. And I have always been the type of friend because I want my friends to be that way with me. That I'm going to tell you the truth, first and foremost. You may not like it. You may not want to hear it. But I feel like if I'm going to be your friend, I'm going to always try my best to look out for you because we are here to help each other. That's just how I feel about it. If I'm,
but you know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. But, you know, on the flip side of that, you have some people who agree with everything so that they can just keep a friend because they don't want any friction between that person that's a friend. You know what I'm saying? So they will go along with them. They'd be so happy just to have a friend that they will follow along with anything they say, even if they don't disagree with it. You know, I mean, even if they do disagree with it. So you have
that's
those
true.
Two. So yeah, so if they're afraid to speak against it because they're afraid there's going to be some friction between, you know, you and that friend. And that's bad,
mm-hmm.
but that's the truth, too. That happens quite a bit.
I could say that I think, you know, well, first of all, I've always had, like, a smart mouth. But sometimes when I was growing up, I would not always speak my mind. I think I've become, you know, I'm a little bit, I do that now, I don't. You know, I don't worry about it. But I know growing up I was that type of person that sometimes I would just kind of agree. I would just kind of
mm-hmm.
go along with it. And then it ends up getting me into trouble too. And it's like I should have just went with my first mind and said what I was supposed to say or, you know, did the right thing and turned away and not allowed myself to fall into that just because I didn't want to hear, you know, I didn't want them not to be around me. But I think that goes back to insecurity and lack of confidence, a lack of self-confidence. Because if they want
keyword,
to use,
go,
mm-hmm, go ahead.
Sorry, not to cut y'all. The keyword, going back on what you were saying as far as the friend just want to agree to everything that their friend is saying because they don't want to lose their friend because they might get into it for disagreeing. That, to me, brings up a different little topic area where I should be able to express or give you my opinion as long as I'm not being negative without you getting mad at me because that's what friendships
yeah.
are about. I should be able to
that's
tell you
enough.
The truth. And if you get
mm-hmm.
mad at me because I just told you the truth, then I'm kind of questioning our friendship. Like,
right.
why are you
right.
getting pissed off at me? You know,
and
so...
Because
why does that
all right, so, it,
so much?
But see, and that's the thing, and that's how you can determine who your friend. Because if you get to the point where you know if you tell them the truth, something go down, then you got the question whether or not is this really a friend? Because you shouldn't never get to the point where you feel like you can't tell them the truth about something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, you tell them stuff, they go all on the deep end and they want to start this, and it's only because you told the truth. Now, next time something come up that you want to, you know, speak against, you don't want to say nothing to them because you already know they're going to have something else to say, and it's going to make that issue worse than what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's true, and I agree. You should be able to talk to your friends about just about anything without it being an argument, without it being an issue, and then y'all can just move on with it. What is, why do you become so defensive? But again, as I stated, all this stems right back to low self-esteem and insecurity within your own self, which has nothing to do with me or anyone else. That's something you have to work out within yourself first and foremost. And I do think that when we was talking about friendships developing between men and women, like I can even think about that from a same-sex perspective, that I feel the same way, like masculine females and feminine females, I feel they become friends the same way because there was some type of attraction between them two and nothing developed, so now they want to just be friends. So I think that's something I don't know if I need to work out on in my own mind or what, because it's really hard for me to see opposite sex being like the best of friends or masculine and feminine females being the best of friends. Like, I question it. Well, maybe that's within my own stuff.
Yeah, because I have a guy friend that I feel like we're, like, the best of friends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what make y'all the best of friends?
Because no matter what the situation, like, if I'm going through something, he's always there. Like, I can always depend on him without me feeling, oh, well, he's only going to do something because he think he's getting something out of it. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's really my friend. Like, I can talk to him about anything. You know, I can call him up or, you know, like, I know he would be right there.
Okay.
But it's never looking at me like, oh, well, you remember when I did this? What's up?
Have you ever had a time that you felt jealous or envious of any of your friends?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, like not as a kid, I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. How did you handle that?
I started basically with me, it became more of I needed to prey on it. Because I knew it was a low self-esteem. With, like you said, it always stems from you having low self-esteem. And that's what I knew I had issues in, having low self-esteem. So I would think, like, you know, oh, that person is cuter than me, prettier than me, or, oh, they only, you know, get this or get that because people think she cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, but me, I gotta work hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was looking at stuff, like. But, you know, it came down to it to where it's, like, again, it became a spiritual thing for me. I started praying. I started looking within myself, and it's, like, everybody's path is different. Everybody. So you're not going to be able to have what she has. You're not going to be able to experience the things she's experienced in life the same. Like, everybody's life is different, period. Everybody's different. And then I started to look at myself, like, instead of looking at the negative, I started seeing, Joy, what are your good qualities? What is it about you that makes you Joy, that makes people like you? Stop looking at what she does or what she got going on, why people like her, because that's not your personality. That's not you, you know. So that's what made me finally, when I started looking at myself and working on me, then I started saying, oh, I'm good at this. Oh, this is my best feature. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is why people enjoy being around me or like me or this and other. So
definitely.
I just worked on my self-esteem.
I like that. Great. Yeah, that was great self-assessment, because I think that people don't take the time out to realize that, and this is just, even if it's not friendship, it's just the fact that somebody's life may look, quote-unquote, better than yours. We don't remember, we don't take the time out to remember that what they are experiencing, what they are going through, how they're getting to where they're going in their life may not be a path that we even want to take. Like, they may have had to go through some hardships, and even, you know, they may be okay in this area, or, you know, things may work. It was probably easier for them here, but somewhere down the line, it was harder for them there. So it's like we don't always want to walk in everybody else's shoes just because it looks better. And we have to remember, like you said, we're all on different paths of life. So my path, my road to success is going to be different from your road to success. And the more I concentrate on my road, the easier it will be for me to get there. The less I concentrate on, if I'm concentrating on yours, the harder it will be for me to get to where I need to be. Because I'm so focused on what you're doing and how you're doing and how you're getting there. And like you said, people giving you this or giving you that. And I'm not going to say I've been envious of my friends, but I have looked at, you know, I think about my goals and my dreams and me going where I'm going. Sometimes I'm like, well, why can't I just get there a little bit faster? Why can't I do like such and such and just be there already? But that's not how life works. And provisions are made, you know, from God by me, for me, that is going to take me where I need to be. But if I try to take shortcuts and do what somebody else is doing, then I'm going to miss out on some type of blessing that would have gotten me to my situation faster. And if we're going to talk about it, I'm just going to say this real quick, then I'm going to bring on a caller, that in the Bible, if y'all have read the Bible, and y'all know
in the Bible,
y'all know it took the, I don't forgot the name of the people, but it took them 40 years to get to where they were supposed to go. And that was, it was only a 3-day trip, I think it was, but it took them 40 years to get there, all because they were not following the path that he set before them. They wanted to try to do their own thing. But I just had to throw that one in there real quick. So I'm going to bring on this caller, 0240. Hello, 0240.
Yes. Actually, I'm calling because I have a friend who's really jealous of certain things that I do.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what it is she always is on the sports team that I'm on, but I'm always a starter, and so she's kind of jealous of that. But she's not a bad player. She's just not a starter, and she gets jealous of that.
She's not a starter? Like a starter in what?
Like in sports, there's someone who starts the game, and then, like...
Oh, you're using it as a metaphor.
No, I'm talking about like real life. Like so we play soccer. We're on a girls' soccer team, and so the coach has me. I'm the captain, so I go on the field first, and then she has to sit on the bench for a while as like the whole game. And she's jealous that but I've earned that spot because I've worked really hard. I don't know. Like, am I wrong in thinking that I've earned that, or, you know?
No. Well, you know, everybody, we all earn different things in life. And just because someone cannot contend with what you're blessed with does not mean you should question what you have going on in your world. So I would just allow her to deal with her own jealousy, her own envy, and just move on for that. But just continue to try to do the best that you could do. And I'm saying this to say that we should never, just because we know someone is envious or jealous of us or just because they're envious or jealous of us does not mean that we should downgrade ourselves just to fit their level. So always continue to rise above whatever she's doing, whatever she's saying, or whatever, so that you can be the best that you could be. Because it's your life. Your life is not based on the lives of your friends or the people around you.
Right. So when I'm going out with her ex-boyfriend and she's all like, "Shemaine, knock it off," I'm just like, "Bitch, chill out."
What?
You know? I'm just living my life, right?
No, you're not living your life if you're going out with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Oh, but no, but he broke up with her, so it's okay, right?
I think her call just dropped, y'all. But I don't know where she was going with that. But I don't agree with this ex-boyfriend type stuff. So that's a whole nother show. So we'll talk about that another time. But I think her call just ended up dropping. It was something going on with her phone. I'm going to play a song, and then we will come back. Welcome back, everyone. So tonight's discussion is all about frenemies, and basically it's kind of turned into also just learning to be secure within yourself and your path in life so that you're not, quote-unquote, a frenemy to someone out there. I guess our last little bit of discussion tonight is the fact that we as women need to learn to stick together. And I'm saying this because I feel like, first off, any type of any group in society that is quote unquote, that are the quote unquote underdogs must learn how to stick together and rise above our circumstances. Like, women already have, well, first of all, we know Black people already have enough against us. And then women, we have a lot against us. And we have to stick together so that we could do better and support each other, no matter what it is that we do. My cousin, I went and hung out with my cousin yesterday, and she was like, you know, I really want to tell you about my new business venture, and I really want you to come over. And I'm like, okay, sure. I'm excited for her. And I get over there, she was telling me what she's starting to do, and I'm just overjoyed because even though I'm in business and I call myself an entrepreneur, well, I am an entrepreneur, but when somebody else is doing something, even if it's similar to me, I'm going to always be supportive of them because what you do has no bearing on what I'm doing, even mm-hmm. if it's in the same realm, because, again, our paths are different. Nothing, the way it works out for you, it's not going to work out for me. The way it works out for me, it's not going to work out the same way for you. So we all going to have a different path, and it's enough money and support in this world for us to do the same thing and still be successful at it. So we have to learn to stick together and be there for each other. It's true. We have to be there for each other and know that it's okay to see, like, the one friend that I was mentioning earlier, she has went on and she found her this, you know, career path that she, I guess, she's enjoying, and it's been kind of taking her all over the world. But I'm happy for her. That's her life. I'm excited. And the more excited I can be for somebody else, the more blessings that can come to me.
So this girl y'all talking about, how long y'all been friends with this girl?
We've been friends.
I don't think
friends.
We're talking about the same people.
We've talked about a few people, but
Joy
and I have
okay.
two friends. Well, we have two friends in common.
Okay.
Yes, child, we got two friends in common.
All right. So these friends of y'all, I guess y'all just noticed some things about them that just unfriend-like. Y'all, is that right?
Oh, no. No.
No,
what I'm saying is that we're going different paths, and I'm just as happy for her on her path. I'm not going to be jealous. I'm not going to feel envious. Just because
and I'm
her
not
path
talking
is
about
taking
the
her.
Same person Mika is.
No, she's talking about somebody different, Keys.
Okay. It's all good, man. I don't know. Y'all just saying people y'all know. I'm trying to figure some things out.
Yeah, because we can't say names.
Well, I know. I understand, you know. I just didn't know.
I mean, I can say names, but they don't say it.
Well, yeah, she
but
is.
But I do agree
with
you, though, Mika.
I'm not saying names. I'm just saying these folks, I don't know where they at.
But I do agree with you, Mika. I think it is good for everybody. I mean, everybody need to stick with it. You know, look out for each other, man and females both together. Everybody, you know, support one another. You know, because
yeah,
if you have one
like,
person, girl, you happen to.
I feel like male friends be just the same with like female friends and the male cliques.
Well, you got a few of them. I agree with you on that. That's true. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all humans, we all got our struggles, you know, and it's just important for us to just, like, you know, we spoke about earlier today, man, a lot of do have to deal with insecurities and self-confidence and
mm-hmm.
not knowing themselves. Like you mentioned, Joy, about you have to evaluate yourself, and a lot of people fail to do that. Because while they being jealous of somebody else, there's actually people looking up to them that they're not even not even aware of, you know. So it's always somebody looking up to you, believe it or not. So I will always take into consideration too, man, how you could be a role model and just be the best you can be and help the next person move up, you know.
Right.
But,
and I do. But
this
now
is interesting.
I am a big person. I am a person too that also states that in your support of other people, don't make it so much about you that you try to do every single thing that that person does, because you figure, well, it's working for them, so I need to do it for me too. And I don't think that's the attitude that you should have. I think you should continue to always self-evaluate and look within yourself and figure out what your destiny is and what it is that has been placed in you in order for you to use to go out there and make your mark on the world. But sometimes I think that we get so caught up in the lives of other people that we do try to do exactly what they do. And we want our lives to mirror theirs. So we're going to go and every idea they come up with, we're going to go and do it too. Every, you know, type of person they date, we're going to try to date that person too. Or we're going to try to do this, whatever. And it ends up just putting us in this big tailspin, and we're being pushed further and further away from our destiny as opposed to going towards our destiny. So allow your envy to actually fuel you to get out there and find your path, not to fuel you to go and do what they're doing, because that's everything is not meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I
feel like, I feel like we've had a very good show tonight, guys, and I feel like we can pretty much wrap this up.
Okay.
It was very interesting. I actually learned a lot in this show, believe it or not.
What did you learn, Keith?
Well, you know, just how mainly, I kind of like what Joy said. You know, sometimes you have to remind yourself of your own value. You know, and it's easy to forget that in the midst of things and seeing everybody else being successful and you're not quite where you want to be at. So it's just a good thing to remind yourself to do, just to stay focused and positive. You know, and you'll get there.
Right, right. Always remind yourself of your value. Always remind yourself that you are just as worthy as that person that you're feeling jealous of. You are just as special. We are all created in this world for a particular reason. And I always say this, that we're like a machine. This world is like a machine. Each person in this machine has its own function. And if you don't do your particular function, then this machine cannot run well. So we have to figure out what is our function in this world and how can we succeed at our own function so that the people around us can succeed at their functions. And then this world can be a happy, loving place. And we can do what we're supposed to. So find your function, find your destiny, and you work towards that. And don't worry about everybody else and what they're doing. Just concentrate on you.
Right.
And you are important.
Well,
so well, we're going to end,
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, thank you for all what you said.
You're very welcome. You're very important, Keys, and you're very important, Joy.
Okay.
No matter what you feel, we are important. So we have to always remember that. And I'm going to post a video that I did on that in the event before I go tonight. So everybody, make sure you subscribe to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR, and make sure you listen out for our other show on Saturday, Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1, and then on Sunday, Javon does Sunday evening shop from 6:30 to 8:30. And, of course, you come back to me on Monday at 10 o'clock. And we're going to end the show tonight with Best Friend by Brandy. So I hope everyone has a great night. And thank you all for joining. Thank you, Keys, and thank you, Joy.
Thank you. You're welcome. Good night.
All righty. Good night.
Thank you.